I need not dwell now on the waste and cruelty of war. These stare us wildly in the face, like lurid meteor lights as we travel the page of history. We see the desolation and death that pursue its demoniac footsteps. We look upon sacked towns, upon ravaged territories, upon violated homes. We behold all the sweet charities of life changed to wormwood and gall. Our soul is penetrated by the sharp moan of mothers, sisters, and daughters, of fathers, brothers, and sons, who in the bitterness of their bereavement refuse to be comforted. Our eyes rest at last upon one of these fair fields, where nature, in her abundance, spreads her cloth of gold, spacious and apt for the entertainment of mighty multitudes, or perhaps from the curious subtlety of its position, like the carpet in the Arabian tale, seeming to contract so as to be covered by a few only, or to dilate so as to receive an innumerable host. Here, under a bright sun, such as shone at Austerlitz or Buena Vista, amidst the peaceful harmonies of nature, on the Sabbath of peace, we behold bands of brothers, children of a common father, heirs to a common happiness, struggling together in the deadly fight with the madness of fallen spirits, seeking with murderous weapons the lives of brothers who have never injured them or their kindred.